Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalo Rider Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better know by no wicked motherfucker. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rider Radio. Bringing doggers where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we scared of shit. Bringing doggers where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we scared of shit. Off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, shoot more in its finest form. It's dark as fucking rain, I get mad through rainstorms. Flashing guns and chopping something, turn up front with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit we skating. Wicked bridges, open bitches, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's top elite, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker.
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I am your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be here whenever he gets here. But I know we got our boy, Angel, with us. Good, Angel.
What's up, what?
Shit, man. We're finally officially back. Nah. Even if it's for just a month or two, hey, there's something to do.
And plus, we don't know how long this fucking virus is going to be fucking over. Shit, maybe next year or two. You know how it is going this past fucking year.
Well, considering the fact, you know, you got dumbass in the White House that wants to put us back on lockdown.
Like, literally. I still think that shit's fucking rigged. It's Trump all day. I'm not having. I don't like Trump, but I got to go with the man.
I like to be there. Can I just kick them both? I have an idea. Let's take both of them, put them both in the, you know, the old folks' home, and get somebody that knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, yeah. I'll put them in celebrity death match.
Man, that shit been dead for years. What the hell are you talking about?
I thought Q brought that shit back.
Not that I know of. There again, I've been MIA for the past couple years, so.
Understandable. Same thing here.
Damn, man, we got a shitload of music on the soundboard now. Brand new fucking Blaze, brand new fucking Twisted, brand new Big
Voodoo. I haven't been paying attention. I know Tech's been blowing out a lot of shit lately. The whole Strange roster.
Yeah. I actually uploaded a couple of tracks. Well, a track that by Hollywood Undead that features Tech.
Oh, that one was a pretty good ass song. I was trying to look up the fucking. It's, I know they're talking about Hollywood with that shit. That one actually hurting.
Yeah, Idol. It's actually it's a dope ass track. Let's see.
It's a dope track, tell me about it. Haven't kept it up for too much A and B lately. Haven't heard any of their new shit. I know fucking that they sound Magic Ninja signed a new dude over. Actually knows how to fucking spit. I forgot his fucking name.
Who, Lex?
No, not Lex. He's a white boy. They're signed.
If it's a name I can't pronounce, then fuck it. We ain't pronouncing it. Well, I'm not even going to try pronouncing it. Isn't that like all of the Axel or where the hell it is?
Axel, some shit like that. I just don't remember the name. I know he's new. I think he got long hair or some short hair. I know he's white.
Well, did you realize the majority of...
I know that.
Yeah, I better say, the majority of the roster, the entire roster is white, except, you know.
I know, man. Let me look it up real fast. Give me a damn second.
While you do that, I'm going to go to a track. And, you know, I got to say, long live Mission Effect, because, low-key doing his damn thing, man. Putting out a fucking track on the track, album off the album.
Yeah. It's, like, hey, Ember, it's Crazy Legs. I'm talking about Crazy Legs or somebody else?
Wait, what happened?
You talking about Crazy Legs?
Nah, I'm talking about low-key.
Okay. It's been like I said, it's been a minute I haven't been listening to Underground. So bear with me.
Well, see.
I've been busy watching TV series and fucking TV shows. I've barely been listening to music lately. Barely.
Well, we're about to go on to Mission Effect, so you can definitely check this fucking new shit out. Off of, holy shit. Chemical Threat Phase 3. This is March. Low Key, Mad Max, Dubs.
Get everybody marching, scream it out. There ain't no magic serum. Sure. You've been infected by your fact. We coming back to tell them.
Sure. Fuck the industry.
And that ain't just a shirt, we sell it. Sure. We roll with multiple felons to split your fucking melon.
Sure.
We here to stay in this bitch. We ain't gon' play you and switch. We ain't gon' stay the mainstream. Got down on our level and dip. Forever underground. Fuck the rest, gun them down. Never let them order down.
Sure.
The essence
sure.
of a fucking sound. And my double S-I-O-N. In fact, listen to the sound of the ground as the boots connect. Listen to the soldiers. Listen for explosions. With us or against us, should've listened when we told ya. From 06 when we started it, starving at 17, now it's like a 5-alarm arson. We armed to harm you, it was written on the parchment. In fact, the world, look at everybody marching.
Shoot
us
started, about to get retarded.
Created by militant words. We give a fuck where you're from or how long you've been rapping. You better show some respect when the general's passing. I'm a lyric assassination tactician, attacking any whack rapping bastard trying to make shit happen. Same way that we made it happen like a decade in the past. I don't give a fuck who you signed to. Bag it, you lack passion and skill. Soldiers attacking at will. Guns up and gas masks on. Up in your face, barrel flashing your grill. Lots of rappers say their fans are rabid and they'll attack you for talking shit. But see, the thing is, all that we will. Fuck a fan base, we got an army that's full of killers, evil geniuses, drug dealers, and wicked carnies. It's as plain as it can be. The mission is INFECT. Everybody, come on! Needed
killing shit like ever since. Infect me murderous, just go and check the evidence. Got all these rappers mad as fuck, they like, yo, they just let him in. Damn right, new clan and the plan's tight. The man in the damn throne just damaged your man's night. Cause damn it, we got him clamoring, amateur, stand tight. Go cancel your damn plans again, faggot, you can't ride. Infect the world again, there ain't no serum to stop the burning, to stop us from passing around your girl again. You heard of them guys murdering from the inside. Word to your fucking girl, if she fertile, I'm sticking in my. Never mind, you gon' find out when the time is right. A little bit of bud and some pussy, now that's my kind of night. So best believe when they start bringing out this boy again, I better hear you joining in.
Don't you started, started. It's about to get retarded.
And we're back.
Red. His name is Red.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that dude on the fucking live show, that live online concert bullshit they did.
So is he pretty good? He already.
He's decent.
Bagged it better than a Luigi.
Luigi, man, this ain't fucking Mario.
Luigi, you mean from Ouija? Sacrifice.
You mean Ouija? You calling him Luigi? What the hell? man, he's not even in the fucking Mario. Yeah, it's Ouija Mac. That dude's just terrible.
So he sounds better than Luigi. You know what the hell? You know what? Hold on, I'm talking about anyway.
Man, would you stop calling him Luigi?
Oh, I cannot pronounce the fucking name. You know what I mean?
Ouija. Like Ouija board.
Okay. Gotcha. Ouija.
But yeah, man, and I just found a really interesting video on YouTube about ICP calling Twisted fake.
I thought they could fucking call the fucking with the last fucking Riders.
Bad. Have you not noticed the Riders have been split up? ABK is doing his own thing as a writer. Twist is doing their own thing as a writer. Over on fucking MNE. And it's not even working out properly.
All right, even Whitney Pitches look like a damn chula.
Shit, Whitney Pitches over on fucking Subnoise.
I know, but she's looking like a chula with a damn new gimmick.
Yeah.
Or do you think she's being herself?
She ain't being her damn self. She's just, I don't know.
I know she's looking like a chola. I'm just, damn, you feel me? I know Subnoise has a freak. I know Hefty Moonshot Band has been there. KMK. So I understand she's following with the button.
KMK isn't even KMK no more, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
It's just fucking D. Logan Richter, and that's not even fucking KMK. This is King Spade.
I miss the old days before the fucking beats. But damn, I wonder what the fuck Boondock is gonna fucking bring out tomorrow. I'm curious about that shit.
I don't know, but I mean, hopefully it's good shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember the shit fucking did with the fucking hoodoo. You know, I used to be blasting that shit like it's not even funny.
Yeah, now it's hard for them to even do a track together since, you know, who was on Psychopathic, Boondocks on Magic Ninja.
True.
But this, you put another track that features Boondocks and J.B. Madrox and Bookshop.
Alright, I dig it.
You actually might love this track, man. This is called Underground. It's by Crawley. Dude just fucking popped up nowhere on fucking Spotify. That's how I found his fucking music. So here we go, Underground.
Welcome to the dark side of the underground empire. Set to make sure the damn mainstream expires. I'm the hype, and I'm always down for busting fucking heads. Swinging my axe until the day I'm fucking dead. Busting lead at these motherfucking industry clowns. Just wait until Crawley and his crew come to your town. I get down with the wicked shit and get infected. 17 bodies never once was suspected. I swear to God, let somebody fucking say my name, and I'ma show the world that this is not a fucking game. I'ma come to your show with a Louisville slugger and beat your ass down, you little punk motherfucker. Y'all bitches got millions, I got nothing to lose, but I can get a free promo on the nightly fucking news. About to take them all to school and make them all look a fool, and it's about to get weird like my name was fucking Deadpool.
Keep me deep beneath the ground, keep me deep beneath the streets. I'm coming back, I'm coming back, y'all ready for me? Say it's all good and it's far from all right. I'ma go and be me, you gon' be who you like. Keep me deep beneath the ground, keep me deep beneath the streets. I'm coming back, I'm coming back, y'all ready for me? Say it's all good and it's far from all right. I'ma go and be me, you gon' be who you like. You're dealing with a killer gorilla, I pull the trigger, you're feeling your liver quiver. No hitter, you in the kill zone. I pull the Glock and I'm popping your fucking top. No stopping the fucking clock when I'm dropping you in the field, homes. We feed your body to the crows out here. Human fertilizer, nothing grows out here. Bitch, you in the kill zone, no fly, baby. If you wanna die, bitch, you know I'm crazy. Cause I don't give a fuck about the air that you're breathing. And I don't give a fuck about your bed, don't believe it. Now it ain't really nothing but a squeeze of the trigger. So put you on your knees and then leave you to shiver in the river. I deliver souls down to the deep. Listen to your heart, that's the sound of the beat. Nothing but violence. Keep me deep beneath the ground, keep me deep beneath the streets. I'm coming back, y'all ready for me? Say it's all good and it's far from all right. I'ma go and be me, you gon' be who you like. Keep me deep beneath the ground, keep me deep beneath the streets. I'm coming back, y'all ready for me? Say it's all good and it's far from all right. I'ma go and be me, you gon' be who you like.
You know what this is, you know what this song's about. It's that underground shit, so get the shovels out. Fuck these corny rappers, life is scripted like an actor. Set them loose and hunt them down just like velociraptors. Mumble rapping, what the fuck is really happening? Hopping on the grind, watching artists lose their minds. Underground gladiator general, I'ma keep it real even if I break the rules. Run up on me talking shit, get buck slapped. Send you down a rabbit hole, I promise you won't come back. I'm a Sith Lord, death to the Mad King. Bring the pain every time the bad man sings. Rockstar shit, we bring the heavy metal. Dumping hot slugs, take it to another level. I won't take it back, I'm proud to be the bad guy. Yelling folk mainstream while your favorite band dies.
Keep me deep beneath the ground, keep me deep beneath the streets. I'm coming back, y'all ready for me? Say it's all good and it's far from all right. I'ma go and be me, you gon' be who you like. Keep me deep beneath the ground, keep me deep beneath the streets. I'm coming back, y'all ready for me? Say it's all good and it's far from all right. I'ma go and be me, you gon' be who you like.
And we're back.
Badass, you like.
That's some dope shit, man. Like I said, this dude fucking popped up out of nowhere on fucking Spotify. I'm seeing it's a track featuring Jamie Madrox, Boondocks, and Bookshot. So I was like, fuck it, I'll give it a shit. I'll give it a listen to.
By the way, Locust the one with the green looking ass mask, right?
Yep, that's Loke.
Okay, now I remember. Used to have him on our friends list before I fucking disappeared.
Yeah, he's got a green mask, red mask. He's got a fucking Puerto Rican mask.
Next year's brother's got a fucking mask.
Oh, yeah, I'm not kidding, man. He's got a freaking mask. It's red, white, and blue with a fucking one white star up on that shit.
Well, damn. It's understandable. I know everybody got a mixed-ass fan base.
And he's got a couple of, like, Marvel type shit, like fucking Deadpool, Spider-Man mask. Oh, yeah, I sent you a link to that video I was talking about, the ICP talking about Twisted being fake.
Like, how long is it? Like, 2 minutes long? 5 minutes long?
Like, ten minutes long for part one, and there's a part two to it as well.
Alright. I check it out later than I ain't doing shit later. I'm maybe going to sleep eating myself some fucking a little bit of ground beef for some fucking canned pasta.
And of course, some beans and rice.
Actually, no. I want some damn. I want some damn fucking chicken soup tomorrow. Shit. Homemade chicken soup. Drown that shit in fucking vegetables.
Wait, aren't you drowning the vegetables in...
Huh?
Wait, did you say drowning it in vegetables?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the vegetables be the one doing the drowning?
I mean, we're technically speaking here, but you gotta fucking cook them. You gotta fucking kill the bitches.
I mean, you don't gotta cook them. You can also, you know, eat them raw.
I know, but I'm like, you just, depends what the hell's in it, though, but then again, you're eating cabbage, carrots, shit like that. You gotta cook that shit well done.
You realize when you're cooking them, you're actually getting rid of the nutrients in them, too, right?
Sure. Yeah, but I don't like raw carrots.
Man, you can wash that shit and throw them to a salad.
Yeah, true. But I like them in a soup. I like them boiled.
Okay, yeah. I can see it.
Cause I got like freaking like a grocery bag is like freaking 12 bags of fucking carrots. I love vegetarian soup, though.
I'm seeing a lot of old people fucking pop up on my damn Facebook now.
Old people?
No, like old people that, you know, that I knew from back in MySpace days, man.
Oh.
Like fucking Brittany Von Doon, who used to go by the name of Boondocks Lit.
I wonder what the fuck happened to freaking Tiny.
Tiny's still around. She's over on Instagram fucking getting naked for everybody.
I'm going to go back on Instagram. I lost my fucking account password.
But nah, man. Like, she's trying to twerk an ass that she don't have. Like, no.
How about Sonya? You talked to her lately?
Who, Tiny?
No, Sonya, the Mexican.
I ain't heard from Sonya in fucking years. Never heard from her. Shit, I just heard, like, I literally just heard from Spaz today. I talked to Victoria a little bit.
Man, it's been that's a long. She's a crazy one.
Yep. Trying to get her and trying to get Spaz and Colin.
Let's see.
Oh, he's got the C-19. I mean, COVID.
No. I haven't got tested yet.
Wait, is he haven't got tested yet?
No, they not even get tested.
Well, you got the COVID, you're dying.
That thing's the fucking, the weather change.
I don't know, man. I keep hearing different stories with this whole COVID shit too. Like people who's got typo blood can't get it. Apparently, from what I'm hearing, I'm safe then because my blood's typo. He's like, oh, positive. I think someone should make a song about COVID.
That's the thing, though, but the CDC says that's not the main death. It's natural causes.
I don't even know what the hell the CDC is doing. They don't even know what the hell anybody is doing.
Yeah.
We just know we're on lockdown.
I think I just need to turn on my damn panic, and that's the fucking problem. The fucking, he just fucking up with my shit.
Man, speaking of fans, man, like, yo, I had my fan in for the past couple of fucking days. This has been hot as all shit.
What's the temperature? I know it's been 70 or 60 on the lake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's been in the 70s lately. Before like, I actually had to open my window, I should put my fan back in. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's the fucking thing. Shit. It's gonna be worse. Lockdown and the fucking snow. I might actually watch Twilight.
The fuck?
I'm no, because a friend recommended me just to see the damn movie. I'm just gonna see it just for the fuck of it. If I still don't like Vampire, that movie, I ain't gonna like it. I'm just gonna see it for the fuck of it.
Man, I wouldn't even watch it for the fuck of it. Dude,
I'm gonna,
it's a vampire that sparkles in the sunlight.
But why do you think I'm watching it during the wintertime? Understand that logic.
Man, there's no logic when it comes to Twilight. The vampire sparkles. Sparkles. He doesn't burn up an ash. He sparkles in the sunlight. What the fuck were you thinking?
What's the name of the fucking movie? We have fucking vampires, zombies, and werewolves. Fuck.
There was a movie with all three of them in there?
Like, this is the end, some shit like that?
I don't think I've seen that yet. But if it's going to be vampires that sparkly vampires, I refuse to watch it. Like, I don't even know, man.
That's what you think I'm just seeing it for the fuck of it. That's good.
Well, I can definitely tell you, it's going to suck.
Freaks of Nature. Freaks of Nature did a better version of fucking Twilight.
Man, Zombieland and Shaun of the Dead are better than Twilight.
I'm just seeing, like I said, why do you think I'm doing this? I'm just to get out the way. As soon as winter hits, I'm doing that as soon as winter hits, just to get out the fucking way. Soon.
I wouldn't recommend that movie to anybody.
Hell, bro. Hell, that movie gave birth to Rosita.
Wait, what the movie?
That the Twilight Zone gave birth to Rosita.
Yeah. I keep hearing rumors that they want to remake that movie. I'm like, no, don't do it.
And plus, I think there's like two more movies coming, supposedly. So I'm looking at this, like, that's why I gotta see the damn thing. Hell, bro, I'm just gonna see it during the winter time. That's why, you know, winter time ain't shit going on, mostly. So I'm seeing the movie, I ain't got shit to do. That's the thing, I'm seeing it when I'm bored.
There better not be no damn fucking sequels to that shit. Oh, hell. Twilight Midnight
right?
Sun.
Told you.
With a fucking kick. No. Just no. The fucking no. No more fucking Twilight. I got an interesting tragedy in my life. That is if you're a fan of Papa Roach.
Yes, I'm a fan of Papa Roach. Have my life in two pieces. This is my last resort.
Well, you might have just tried this. This is by The Who. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Featuring Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach. Wolf Totem. And we're back.
That shit sounded good.
Yeah, man. Fun fact about that shit. That group, the Hue, they're actually a Mongolian throat singing metal band.
Nice.
So everything they're doing is a throat singing type shit, and that's pretty fucking dope. Man, Ron J and Shaggy are just taking shots at fucking Twisted, man. That video I sent you? Shit. It's crazy.
So you watched any new anime lately?
JoJo's Bizarre something. Bizarre Adventure.
Never got into that damn shit. I'm watching, just got into Fairy Tail. Just got done 100X on it.
Man, Fairy Tail's still going. Let's know. Fairy Tail's on that. I think Fairy Tail just ended.
Yeah, that ended long. It got 9 damn seasons. That just ended. Just.
Yeah. But they might bring it back because look at Bleach.
True.
It was supposed to be ending it in episode 366, but they're bringing it back for one final arc. So they might just do the same thing for fucking Fairy Tail somewhere down the line.
Shoot, is it any good all the way? I know I'm just getting about like fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
What about Dungeons and Dragons?
It's got the vibe of Dungeons and Dragons.
I guess. I mean, it's definitely a dope ass anime to watch. Actually, anime that's good to watch is Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, that I gotta see. Debating next to see after I'm done with this. Baku.
It's worth it.
I'm just seeing it. Supposedly there's an anime kind of like boxing. He got some good ass hands. I'm betting on watching that shit next.
There we go. Fucking. Yeah, here we go, fucking. I'm talking about Bleach. The final fucking arc is officially being made. What the fuck is Gil G at? He knows the show's going like an hour long, right?
So this show's ending at 12 o'clock?
Yeah. Ain't no way in hell it's paying $100 to do a 2-hour show.
Understandable. Save you the money.
So, I mean, shit, fucking $39 for an hour show was still fucking crazy amount of money, but hey, you know what? It's something. So, have you heard it? Have you heard the new Big Hoodoo yet?
I have not. Because they got so much shit going out. I don't got enough time.
Well, I'm gonna play a track for you by a big hoodoo called Hatchet Man. Use my like this shit. Gotta figure where the fuck I put it. There it is. Check this shit out.
Fuck it. Tired of this shit. Y'all niggas can't fuck with the click.
Nah.
My flow got you fuck niggas sick. Extendo with the soldier clips. Then it's only famos that I'm rolling with. Thinking I'm keeping it cracking. Letting I'm ready for action. Tripping I'm heavily smashing. Trip you end up in the casket. Let's get it straight.
Straight.
I am the great.
Great.
High off the cake.
Cake.
Die if you hate.
Bitch.
You ain't talking that trash.
What?
Hey, you just wanna squash you.
Uh-huh.
The family surrounds your ass. Like you in the mosh pit. It's about to get ugly.
Look.
And he's down that weak clash. Just out my scully, pull it down, it's a ski mask. My aim is getting shriller.
Show.
For fame, I'm still a killer.
Ho.
The game is full of filler.
Blow.
Don't change, I keep it iller.
Yo.
And I'm going in just for the hell of it.
Yo.
You hope niggas simply irrelevant. So you don't want to blast, but you telling it. So you ain't about the cash, but you selling it. Fuck anybody trying to come against the Acid Clan. Sincerely yours, the real G, the rep, the Hatchet Man.
Never let you down. Always been around. Run the underground. Wicked is the sound. Never let you down. Always been around. Wicked is the sound. Run the underground.
I'll be forever with you. What does that mean to you? One thing I'll never do is ever leave you.
Swinging on my chain. They tatted it on my skin. They say we are a gang. Cause it's family over friends. Man, I'm
like a movie, no IMDb, we running beneath the streets,
low.
Y'all don't run shit with your teeth, y'all saying y'all own this shit,
no.
I need to see the receipts, I'm trying to be the GOAT,
go.
And I ain't gonna stop, so I'm gonna squeeze your throat,
no.
Till I hit something pop, I'm from that psychopathic,
click.
All of my family ratchet,
sick.
And ready to jump into action,
hit.
You cannot fuck with the faction,
bitch.
Authentic wicked shit, back from the dead I resurrected, who doing that Juggalo click, all on your head and well respected. Ready to nut up, put up or shut up. I ain't with all of that talk.
Never.
Ready to set it. Niggas get wetted. Bodies get lined and talk.
Forever.
Illmatic, if you want static. Tell me that's all that I brought.
Forever.
Hatchet Man on your ass, bitch. Fuck you thought.
Never let you down. Always been around. Run the underground. Wicked is the sound. Never let you down. Always been around. Wicked is the sound. Run the underground.
That means you. One thing I'll never do is ever leave you.
Swinging on my chain, tatted on my skin. They say we are a gang, cause it's family over friends. Made our own lane, never followed our trend. We started out in pain, now the party never ends.
Action.
Swinging on my chain, tatted on my skin.
Action.
They say we are a gang,
cause
it's family over friends.
Action.
That mean to you? One thing I'll never do is ever leave you. Rest in peace, Detroit legend, Blade Ice Blade.
In the rap game, man, who do you look up to, man?
Me.
Good ass.
Yeah. No, I look up. Well, I look up to Jay-Z. You know
right.
What I'm saying? I look. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I look up to Pocket Biggie because they gone,
right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
We don't want you looking up that high.
Nah, yeah, I ain't trying to go that high
right,
just yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, man, just all the independent artists who grinded hard, the independent labels who grinded hard to get to the top, instead of people who just walk in and they just give you a gimmick and this who you are. You know what I'm saying? That's Hollywood, man.
Right.
You can't go out like
I'll
that, man.
There.
That's why I ain't got a deal now. Nah, I ain't going Hollywood.
Keeping
man.
It real, huh?
Keeping it straight, Detroit, man.
And we're back, and holy shit, Ghetto G is with us.
Hello? Am I here?
But unfortunately. No, I'm kidding.
Unfortunately, I'm looking for that new German Shepherd. Tell me you got it.
Yeah, you're
no,
looking
at
that one.
But I got that dope, though.
That world-famous breakdancer / MC. That guy that invented mumble rap before mumble rap was mumble rap.
The snitch.
Snitch? What?
The snitch. The Skittles-looking motherfucker.
The Skittles-looking motherfucker. Angel's out here trying to chase the rainbow. I don't know what the fuck he's going on about. I see you, Angel. I see you with your rainbow shirt on. I see you.
Yeah, and Luigi.
Luigi?
Luigi is who he refers to as... Well, he refers to Luigi Mac as Luigi.
I refer to him as that ugly motherfucker that I can't fucking stand over there on Psychopathic Records.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to send you a link, by the way, Ghetto.
Stop sending me links. You sent me about 3 links today. I'm going to take one link a day.
This is actually part of the interview that was done by ICP talking about Twisted being fake.
You're talking about that shit they were doing for, like, Halloween and shit?
Yep.
I don't know. I saw, like, a little clip of that. I didn't really know what the fuck they were talking about, but I knew they were talking about Twisted, obviously.
Yeah.
But why were they just sitting there talking about that?
They were being interviewed by someone that got brought up, I guess, apparently.
Somebody brought up Twisted to them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So this new song that they're going to release, so is that going to be towards ICP too? Since it's called Perfect Problem?
Possibly.
So that song was obviously to them too.
I guess not.
You guess not?
I thought the shit was done at the Riders. I guess not.
Man, Riders doesn't even exist anymore. It's just ABK.
Well, it was Twisted and Blaze, and then it became just ABK.
So for all the jugglers out there who keep hoping for a reunion, it's not going to happen.
And the Great Wars of Vince McMahon, no chance in hell.
What's that, to make his product good? Shit. The fuck over there on NXT and shit. What are they doing over there? I don't know. Some random ass motherfucker won a title over there.
Oh yeah, Leon Ruff.
They put on those pretty dope matches over there on AEW, and then come to see what happens on NXT. Some little puny nobody gets a title. Like, what the fuck is this?
Right. And you had Ghostface up on this shit too.
Ghostface, like the rapper or the killer?
The killer.
And why was he there?
Well, that was all perfect gimmick to debut some new chick up on there. They kept helping out fucking Kenneth LeRae and fucking Johnny Gargano. Well, hey, Johnny Gargano lost his title.
Don't worry, he'll put on another hour-long match and win it back.
Probably. Then he could be the first ever two-time.
One at a time, please.
Go ahead there, Angel.
the Ministry of Darkness returned in AEW.
The fuck are you talking about, the Ministry of Darkness?
Not quite.
But you know what I mean.
Yes.
And Jerry Lynn, what the hell happened to him?
He got fat.
He lost all his hair too.
You know, like D'Lo Brown. He got real fat too, so he doesn't really wrestle either.
No,
they're just posting up videos of like some you know, like old wrestlers get together thing. I'm like, damn, D'Lo, fuck. How you gonna hit a frog splash now, motherfucker?
Wow. Like,
he came out everything wobbling, not just his head.
It was funny how fucking you had Brandy and fucking Electric getting ready to fucking fight, and
that shit was hilarious. It's funny watching ratchet ass bitches fight each other.
Right?
But for real, do we really have to see Shaq? Is he really gonna fucking wrestle?
I sure don't know.
Like, is that really gonna happen? You gonna come out trying to fucking sell some Icy Hot or something? This is my pizza. Extra pepperoni.
Yeah, that. Or he'll be trying to have a fucking a competition with fucking Tony Tiger. I have a deeper voice. Man, yeah,
Tony the Tiger. He ain't got no deep voice. What the fuck?
Man, you got fucking the commercial with fucking Frosted Flakes where it's Tony the Tiger and Shaq.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Like, Shaq does not need to be everywhere.
So where's the Spaz name? One?
I have no clue. I sent a message letting them know that we are live.
Where's Victoria?
I sent a message to them letting her know that we are live.
Somebody let her out of the cage yet?
Ha!
Nope.
No? Need to keep her locked up more often. She does weird ass shit when she gets out.
If she still has the same number, we're gonna call her in.
How funny would it be if she actually does?
Let's find out.
Like after 4 years. Same number.
Well, I mean, she had the same number when I was down in Florida.
Well, there is a chance then. Alright, just tell her that you're Nee from Catfish.
And you could be Amanda, a.k.a. Jenny, a.k.a.
That was stupid as fuck, man. That dude should lose all his followers on TikTok now for being a douchebag. For real.
All right, let's see if she answers this damn phone. If it's even her number not anymore.
The fucking bird's gonna answer. Yeah, how many fucking rings are gonna be?
Great.
No voicemail set up yet? Jesus.
Okay.
Gonna fucking try to get in contact with her by a fucking pigeon or something. A little note on his neck. Tune in to Gerald.
Give us one of your pigeons there, Angel.
Huh?
Then give us one of your pigeons.
Yeah, quit trying to kill him with your rice.
Jeez.
Well, apparently fucking Victoria's in Pennsylvania now.
Oh, God, no.
Says lives in Bend.
Oh, yeah. Bend. Driving down in Pennsylvania right now. Like, damn.
Says she lives in Bend, Salem.
Excuse me?
That's what it says. It says she lives in Bend, Salem.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Let's find out.
Wasn't she from, like, New Jersey?
Yeah. But now she lives in Pennsylvania.
Why? How did she get over here?
I don't know. There we go. Ben Sim, it's like near fucking Levittown, Newtown. Nowhere's near Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck this place is. She's out there in the middle of nowhere.
Man, she might as well be.
Pretty much. I mean, there's a bunch of farm shit out there, like, you know, in Pennsylvania area.
Looks like it's about, like, an hour or two from fucking Trenton, New Jersey. So it's, like, right over the fucking bridge there.
Man, it's all the way up there, shit.
Yeah, man, we bring the show back and nobody even gives a damn. Except for Angel.
I thought that's the reason we ended it, man. The fuck?
It is.
How could it be the same reason when you bring it back?
Like, I bet it's Spaz, like, guess who's back? She has to be a smartass because I was talking about fucking Slim Shady being back.
Oh, my God.
And I told her, no, be fucking shady with J.R. She goes, oh, shit.
Who else do you know? Who else did you tell?
I told Kissel.
You told Molly.
Said it was awesome. No, we didn't tell Molly. Molly don't. But we should. Maybe she'll call in. And her annoying
Molly
kid.
Molly don't live here anymore.
No one here.
Speaking of Molly, we're chilling.
Man, he's probably fucking OD'd on that shit.
I don't know, man. He was in jail too at one point in time, and then he randomly hit me up when he got out. I was like, "The fuck? You just got out of jail? Everybody's out of jail? The fuck?"
Right. I mean, I tagged Lando Cloud in that shit into the post.
Lando.
Try bringing him
in. Yeah, he might show up.
I mean, I didn't know who to fucking tag this to, except for people that would actually possibly be interested in showing up and aren't interested in showing up at all.
Well, whose number you got? Call somebody.
Can't call anybody now?
What the hell not?
It's 12 o'clock.
So?
And you know, I think I should have been lockdowns everywhere.
Well, no, I mean, we're in recording mode now.
Well, damn.
You can't, like, three-way that, man.
I can try, but I don't have anybody's number.
Jesus Christ. Why'd you just say, I have nobody's number? Make it all difficult and shit. You don't have any old numbers you saved in your phone?
Man, my old iPhone, yeah, but I don't, that shit's gone. I'm working with a whole new phone now that has no numbers except for mom, my aunt.
Let's call
your mom.
Best
in shadow. Man, she's asleep.
Wake up, mom. I know you can hear me.
I could probably three-way shadow with this shit if she's even awake.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
My best friend Cheryl from Colorado.
And how is she your best friend exactly? I thought that other girl was your best friend.
Who?
You know, the crackhead from Hawaii?
Oh, Echo. Echo's more like my dad's sister. Shadow's more like my best friend. And
you say she's just a friend.
Towards the crackhead. I think she's married now.
Well, that's right. I think you did tell me that she was getting married or something. Did it ever happen?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Speaking of which, I just saw some chick that was on Instagram. She just got married. Just her and her husband. At some porthouse, I guess, or some shit. Because it was just those two.
Huh?
That she also went on to post, like, a million videos of how many things she puts on her face to get ready in a day. Angel is just out here sticking his head in the planner.
Trying to dig for beans.
Now he's putting on a mud mask. Angel, how come you ain't got nothing to say ever?
Huh?
How come you ain't never got anything to say?
Let me put out that this way. Shit doesn't affect me how I used to.
Shit doesn't affect me. So you don't talk at all? Like, about anything?
Independent. But then again, it's nighttime, people be tired and shit.
Well, apparently he's gonna be watching Twilight.
Who the hell wants to watch that garbage ass movie?
Apparently he does.
Angel's about to watch that.
No, one at a time. I'm supposed to go and check that shit out.
I don't know what he's saying.
One at a time, I'm going to be checking out the movie.
You're going to be checking out the Twilight movies. For what reason, though? She got a girlfriend now? Does she want to watch them?
Nah.
You got a sparkly boyfriend? Does he want to watch them?
What the fuck?
Well, you said no to the girlfriend. I just thought I'd ask. You know, 2020 here. Everybody's letting their freak flag fly.
Gee.
Way too fucking frequently.
Well, if he ain't got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, maybe he's got a trans friend instead.
It's possible. 2020 here.
almost 2021. And we're already
this
going,
year
we're already
is loaded on by with nothing good that happened at all. Nothing.
Yep.
And we got to wait 2 months for the fucking election.
Selection is garbage.
Yep, we're going back on lockdown.
Yeah, basically. There was, what, like a couple hundred more cases just today?
Yeah. That's a good majority of them here in Connecticut.
It's like, all right, how do we stop this? We lock everybody in their cages for the rest of their fucking life.
And I'm done. And we never been to prison.
You know, people used to hate people that just always stayed in their house all the time. Now it's
now
the right thing to do. Like, why are you always staying in the house?
Bitch, please.
Well, you know, now stay away from fucking viruses, fucking obviously.
You know, viruses can just, you know, go through windows and crack the doors.
No, they can't.
I was there destroying the virus. Shit.
Might as well just call the fucking Ghostbusters or some shit.
You call it Ghost Chokers.
Yeah, speaking of which, where's Chris at?
He's busy trying to make a ghost bleed.
Oh, that guy.
It's okay. He's an artist.
It is. It's okay. We can forgive him.
There you go, Angel. There's a line. There's a line you can try on a chick now.
It never gets old. Here we go.
Tell her it's okay. You're an artist. And then ask her out. I swear you just might get somebody.
I mean, if that don't get her panties wet, I don't know what will.
Masturbating.
He said masturbating, seriously. They're just out there doing that in public, I guess.
I think you said masturbating.
Dude, he definitely said masturbation.
Angel, what the hell did you say, bud?
Rice and beans.
No, he did. He did. He's a fucking liar. Whatever, man.
So rice and beans are going to get her fucking panties wet. The hell?
I guess in Puerto Rico, I think that happens like it. I don't know. I've never tried it.
Well, find yourself a Puerto Rican chicken and make her some rice and beans and see what happens.
I think Lauren is something like that. So, I mean, we could ask her if anybody's ever tried to, you know, it's disgusting. Tried to, you know, getting her pants with rice and beans.
I don't even think we want to know that shit.
Because in the background of her house all the time, her mom's always, you know, screaming in Spanish and shit. And then, you know, you got Mary over there speaking in Mexican. It's very similar to Spanish.
No. There's two different languages.
There are. And only her. Yeah.
Angel, here's a question. Here's a question, man. Do you speak Spanish or Puerto Rican?
Spanglish.
That's not a damn option.
That's not an option. A or B, no C.
What do you mean no C, no cunts?
Listen this way, there's a chick that we play video games with. She says she speaks Mexican, not Spanish.
Yeah, a Mexican girl.
It's same shit as different dialects.
Okay, well, give us some Mexican and then give us some Spanish.
Olé.
Now, was that Mexican or Spanish?
Mexican.
Okay, now some Spanish.
Shit.
You even say the same fucking thing? I swear to God.
Maybe what we should do tomorrow night is give the number to the show to Lauren and Mary.
Yeah, right. They all right. In. They'll get lost. They'll be like Dungeons and Dragons. We was the shit. And then Mary, I don't know where the fuck she goes. She's there, and then she's not there, you know?
Like Angel. He was there, and now he's not there.
Did he leave?
Yes.
What the fuck? Was he getting all that?
Yeah. He was the first one to call in.
Did he talk?
He talked and he played music. He talked about when it was Twilight in the winter. I asked him why the fuck would he want to do that for.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? That's some strange shit.
I played some Mission Effect.
I'm honestly going to wrap my head around the fact that he wants to watch Twilight.
I don't think I've ever watched any of those.
And then he put out some bad news. There's another movie coming out.
Oh my god, no. And they all die.
Unfortunately, no.
Damn it. Now they're going to come back with sparkly chest and fucking masks on. Can't bite anybody because they got COVID.
Maybe the COVID will be the minute we'll finally kill them.
Or there you go. Yeah, that'll be the cure to the vampires. Fuck it, they can't bite anybody anymore. They'll just die because they have COVID-19. You know, put COVID-19 on like a cross.
There you go.
Or just have like somebody just cough all over, you know.
That's gonna basically be him. There we go. We'll send an angel into there, and he can start coughing at everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, even when I go to cough now with a mask on, I still go to cover my mouth.
Right?
I was like, oh, right, mask. And people always still look at you all weird and shit. What the fuck you doing coughing, motherfucker?
Well, next time I'll cough on you with the mask on.
Take them outside and burn them.
make sure for some mercy bees with them.
I can't believe somebody could actually sit there and eat rice and beans for their entire life.
Man, I definitely can't do that shit.
I mean, I can eat rice like a lot, but like I said, like not my entire life.
Hell no.
But he literally told us that he eats it all the fucking time.
I ain't know why you're so damn fat.
I don't know. Is he fat? I don't know. I don't think I've ever really seen him. That's right. I've seen him. He looked like Deadpool, right?
You know, fat version.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen an actual photo of him.
Does he even have actual photos of himself?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never seen him. I saw, they didn't get a picture of Deadpool or some shit.
Probably.
You know, on that, the Juan page?
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can find a picture of this fat motherfucker.
But yeah, last night, like I told you, man, me and Mary were playing. We had a 7-game win streak going on.
Well, damn.
And she was basically on the board for most of them. And then in the one round, I teabagged a Reaper. And then in the next, like, 4 games, I had to keep running from Reapers. Like, this one person went out of his fucking way to come after me. I was nowhere near anything. This motherfucker's still chasing me. Like, dude, calm your shit down. I don't even know who the fuck you are. But that team still lost, though. But, like, what the fuck is this dude chasing me for? Like, it's only
Apparently
Reaper.
He won.
Oh, and then there was this game, man. Like, it was terrible. Like, everybody was out to get the midget. Like, what the fuck? Like, the Reaper came after me and shit like that. Yeah, there was a wrecking ball that fucking solo ulted me, put balls all around me, and blew me up. Like, what the fuck? And then D.Va came up, threw a fucking mech right in my face. Like, then there's a Junkrat bombing me when I'm not looking. There's a Widowmaker aiming at my head when I'm trying to fight everybody else. Like, what? Leave me alone. Like, you know, you see these other people on my team here? Yeah, kill them. But get this, the play of the game was me dead.
So far?
Like, the play of the game was me laying on the ground dead, and then somebody walking into the explosion, and the other person getting shot by the door. Like, oh my god. It was also funny, this wrecking ball kept trying to knock me off the level there on, was that Nepal? And I kept catching myself, and he never got any of the kills.
Apparently, Angel's a cop now, too.
Say the cop?
Yeah, or want to be military.
Who the hell's going to trust him?
Safety patrol.
He's out there. I was a doofy. No, he's out there catfishing people all the time.
I just sent you like 2 pictures of him. One from a wedding.
He has 2 pictures out of his whole life.
Yeah, one dressed up as a safety patrol.
Like, in a school?
Yeah.
How old is that dude?
Too damn old to be in school.
No, for real, how old is that dude? So does he work for a school as a safety guard?
I'm guessing.
Or maybe it's from Halloween.
Yeah. He was born in 92.
So he's what? Like 20-something?
Yep.
I don't know. I suck at math. You figure it out.
27, 28 maybe.
I always thought that dude was older.
Yeah, I think we all thought that.
I guess not. I don't even know where the hell you found that guy.
I don't remember where I found him either. I just found him. I think I put him on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? Did you join his group? Is that how you found him?
I think so, yeah.
You probably tried to post about JRR in there, and he probably was like, don't be posting shit in here.
Why not? It's for juggalos.
You gotta ask permission first.
Oh, but I remember his one fucking admin that he had for that shit.
Who was that?
The one that got out, the one that fucking yelled at me for saying nigga.
You mean the black guy?
No, the white guy.
The white guy? Oh, so, I don't know who that is then.
I don't remember his name, but...
But why did you say it?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of figured it wouldn't be a bad thing because I didn't say it even, as in like my nigga, as in my boy and shit like that.
You're not allowed to say that.
Apparently not.
It was only appropriate whenever we would say it with Chill, apparently.
Well, then I guess Chill can be around all the time. Be around all the time, then.
Because we were always there. Well, we were singing that bitch song and shit all the time by Deck Nine and all that.
Yep.
Man, you see that? He's even doing a concert online too.
Man, everybody's doing a damn concert online nowadays. What the hell?
Boondog's got one tomorrow.
Is it free?
For Friday the 13th? Hell no, it ain't free.
I had to find it. Well, then, I don't know.
And then on the 17th, you got that gay-ass Ouija Mag doing a concert, too, or some shit, too.
Ouija Mac. Okay, Luigi.
Luigi? Does he say that because he can't say Ouija?
He goes, I don't have that. I'm like, dude, like, it's Ouija, like Ouija board.
Yeah.
He gave an L to the damn fucking shit.
Fucking idiot.
I tell him no. Hey, Mario.
No, not even close. Like that one chick that I post on my page, that Cali West chick. She was always hanging out with that Ouija Mac, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, you're hot and all, but like, though, you hang out and like the ugliest people.
Yeah, I know.
Like, these motherfuckers all ugly as shit, got tattoos all over their faces and shit. It's like, even if I did know this chick, we probably wouldn't even get along.
I mean, not because I know that I even follows them. My Instagram is fucking Miss Twisted.
Say Miss Twisted?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. It was always, you know, like Miss Monoxide this, Miss Monoxide everything. You know, everybody had that name. Which is kind of funny because that chick that I posted on my page, Miss Monoxide, I found her off the Twisted page.
Huh?
Because they posted a picture of her, of her. I don't know why they did that, but they did it. And then I added her and shit. And then I started posting her on my page because she was interested. Like, fuck it.
I think you do know Miss Twisted, though, because I think you guys just sort of she like a few more pictures.
You say I know who that is?
I mean, you might not know her directly, but I believe I saw like a few pages, of her pictures, Life by Twisted Paradise.
It's possible. The name ain't ringing a bell, though.
Yeah.
Just like that chick you were just talking about the other day. Like, I saw that you were on her page, and then that other chick, you're on her page. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how is it that I see the same shit he's seeing? What the fuck?
I sent you a picture of her.
Alrighty then.
Let's see. If anybody's even on for me, Overwatch me.
I thought you sent me a picture of you.
Hell no. <nah.
laughs> Is that Angel?
Yeah.
Where's his eyebrow at?
He shaved it off.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, it's just the one.
The fuck he has one eyebrow?
Yeah.
I don't think I noticed that.
Why can't I see this other photo you sent me, though? Because it's private.
He has half a fucking eyebrow. That must be a style.
Where the hell do these random-ass motherfuckers keep coming from?
I don't know.
How'd that chick spell her name? Was it M-I-S-Z or some shit?
M-I-I.
Nah, dude, I ain't following this chick.
Well, she's apparently a fan of fucking Ouija Mac, though.
Yeah, neither page is following her, so... Nope, not following her. Maybe that's why I don't follow her. Or like, you know that dude, Sick Thought? Remember that dude? I don't know if you ever really knew him, but like, I don't know, he used to be in like, tiny chats all the time, and then like, he was also on the Underground Killers remix that we did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like, that guy's always on Instagram and shit, and then, I don't know, he's posted about politics and shit or whatever. I was like, now it's time for fucking this world to deal with the decision that they've made. And then he's like, do you follow this, blah, 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 whatever the fuck he said. I was like, I don't follow this shit. I said, I'm laughing at all the people that fight each other over this, and then over some shit they're never going to change. And then he deleted me. Like, really? You got that angry over that? Because nobody gives a shit about your politics, man? Because you're sitting here fighting a losing battle? Don't you understand that nobody is going to stop being racist, you stupid fuck?
Nope.
Like, you can't just stop that. No matter how many times you shove Black Lives Matter down our throat.
Not one bit.
I mean, you got stupid-ass Biden, man. He gets the win because, you know, he gave the people exactly what they wanted to hear. He was for the black people movement. He was for the gay movement. And he was the vice president to Barack Obama. So, of course, these people were going to go for him. He gave them everything they wanted to hear, everything they wanted to see. And now, look, now he, you know, gets the vote. And now, all of a sudden, they have a vaccine that's, like, you know, 90% effective. Like, where was this a couple of weeks ago, man?
Yeah, right.
A couple months ago. It's magic. He's gonna cure the virus now. And then he's gonna die, and that black lady's gonna be the president.
Basically.
And yeah. And that's that.
Then we'll all be screwed.
We're already screwed now.
Well, it's for even worse.
This world has no idea.
No, they're not.
You know, they thought voting Donald Trump in there was bad. No. Not even close.
It just got worse.
Like, yeah, we all hate Donald Trump, yes. Yes, he's an asshole. But he says what he feels. He doesn't hide behind anything.
Basically.
He tweets out the most absurd shit. And we all know that he's a big racist. So what? So is the whole damn world.
Yeah.
And if somebody says they're not, they're a fucking liar. We all don't like someone, you know?
True.
Well, then there's Angel. He loves everyone.
Including Twilight. It's Berkeley Vampires.
No, just tell him to stay away from that movie altogether.
I tried telling him that. He goes, I want to watch it for the fucking thing.
No. Like, it's like that Brianna girl. She kept telling me I should watch that Bird Box movie. So then eventually I did actually watch it, though. And then, now I feel like that's what everybody does in Overwatch. Because ain't nobody ever able to find anything. Not even with a fucking blindfold on, trying to feel their way through this game.
It's so true.
It's going to be a new thing. It's going to be called bird boxing. Ain't nobody seeing shit.
But this is about to boot us off, though.
Boot us off? I thought you'd get another hour if you pay for an hour.
I thought so, too, but it's not looking that way.
Is any of them idiots on the PlayStation, though?
Nope.
None of them.
Nope, not yet.
What the
Lauren's on fucking Instagram, though.
Of course. Go harass them.
Sounds good.
All right, bud.
Peace.